What is going on, everybody? Welcome to episode, I think this is 203, I believe.
Fuck you guys.
Of Ghost of the Night, a paranormal intro crime podcast. Tonight, we are doing part two of our Amityville Horror series.
Part two.
The second and final. Just to recap, last week we covered the first part, which was the DeFeo murders, and that covers the true crime portion of the podcast. Tonight, we are diving into demons. We love demons here.
Demons.
And, the haunting and the activity that the Lutz family encountered shortly thereafter the massacre of the DeFeo family.
Do you like my axolotl?
That is just adorable.
I got a question for you, Phil.
Do I dare ask?
You know what's worse than waking up after a party with a dick drawn on your face?
Have one in your ass?
Trying to find out who they traced it from.
Okay.
I have some other ones, but they're way worse.
This is once again.
There you go. If you woke up, if you went camping and you woke up with a condom in your butthole, would you tell anybody?
It looks like we're green now. It looks like we're having some. I wouldn't tell anybody.
You want to go camping? Fuck off.
For those live stream listeners and viewers, looks like we are having some connection issues with our Wi-Fi.
But our silky smooth voices will come through anyway.
Yes. So
I don't fucking probably not.
gotta love Spectrum. It's raining or snowing out.
Oh my God. There's literally a fucking cloud or a single, not even precipitation, a single precipitate falls from the sky.
Shit goes haywire.
And it's like, sorry, you can't watch Monday Night Football now, you stupid, dumb idiot.
God hates me, I'm convinced.
I don't know. There's just something about it.
What's Gregory? Read that. Tell me what Gregory's saying. And then we'll dive into Amityville Horror here.
We're talking about, tonight. He asked a question. Ask a question, get an answer. Tonight. That's what tonight's about.
So when will we talk about how false the paranormal activity claims seem to have been and how the Warrens are a crock? Yes. Stick around to the end. You will hear all that. That is what we're going to talk about. Because this is an interesting case. And it harkens back to episode one.
At least the case is interesting because the fucking movie wasn't.
Are you trying to say that?
The reboot wasn't. The reboot was just trash.
I will watch anything with Ryan Reynolds.
I love Ryan Reynolds too, but that was not good.
He's a hot, hunky man. We covered this last week, I think. We talked about how hot he is. Like
I said, it's no fucking. I just watched John Q again. It's no John Q. Still love that movie. And it's Denzel. You can't like name a bad Denzel movie. Remember the Titans? No.
No.
Training Day? No.
No.
Fantastic. Fucking Man on Fire, great movie. Inside Man, one that most people don't think about.
Yeah.
There's a new Inside Man. It's not. It's a different thing, but it's
Inside Woman.
It's starring neither of us.
What I'm trying to say, you're right. You know. Oh, Book of Eli, I was not a big fan of.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah.
That one's pretty bad. Other than that.
I mean, he's put out some bangers.
He's Denzel Washington. He's like fucking, I don't even know. He's like.
I mean, the Equalizer.
He's like the black Daniel Day-Lewis.
The black Daniel Day-Lewis. Okay.
Daniel Cormier Lewis.
Who is the white Denzel Washington?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, okay.
Like the fuck? It's a two-way street.
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X was actually a good movie. It was a good watch.
Right.
I enjoyed watching it.
And, you know, like most movies, I'm sure historically it wasn't completely, totally. They took some liberties, I'm sure. Of course,
Like I said, it started with John Q in this conversation, and I don't give a fuck. If you think John Q's not a good movie, the only problem with that movie is how horrifically dingy and dark, well, not dingy, but dark the fucking hospital is. R.I.P.D.
He was not in R.I.P.D., was he?
Right? No, I don't think so. Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
And Ryan Reynolds.
And Ryan Reynolds.
And Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yes. Kevin Bacon. Yeah, I forgot.
And the fucking chick that played Nancy Botwin from Weeds. Remember, she was like the chief of the R.I.P.D.
Yeah, I thought that was she from Weeds?
Yeah.
I don't know. Pelican Brief?
Again, like not a bad watch. Like,
I just I'm not a big.
There you go. That's one. Fan. There's Eric Roberts is
way more talented than she'll ever be.
I don't know. And he actually, plays the same. He doesn't even play a role. He just is Eric Roberts.
And I'll be honest, Eric Roberts is way more hotter than Julia.
Way more hotter.
Way more hotter. Say that.
Much more gooder.
Exactly. I told you I'm basically illiterate.
There's no basically.
The Manchurian Candidate.
No,
wasn't horrible.
It's like I said. There's like, if nothing else, none of them. Like I've never watched a Denzel movie and been like, that was just awful front to back. Like it's like John Wick. John Wick movies as movies, they're stupid as shit, but you like watching them.
One and two.
The four is they just put out the trailer for four.
I mean, three lost me.
But it's still fun to watch. Speaking of, Keanu Reeves, not that many bad movies either.
Yeah, I can name one.
What?
The Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 3 or whatever. The last one.
Remake? Yeah, I haven't watched it.
It is fucking horrendous.
West Virginia. He's got a point. That's why you're dumb.
Well, I like West Virginia's. And North ones and South ones and East ones. And central ones.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves really didn't have a bad filmography either. Not Hardball. Not right there.
I mean,
Hardball is the John Q of inner city baseball movies.
I was not a fan of any of the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures, really.
It had George Carlin in it. What else could you want?
That made the movie, let's be honest.
And wasn't Dennis Miller in it?
I think he was, yeah. Now you mentioned it. I'm trying to
think. Hardball makes me cry every time.
I'm trying to think of Keanu Reeves.
Two Guns. See, Two Guns is another one that, like...
Surprise.
I enjoyed watching it. It's not, like, necessarily a good film.
I'm not going to give it an Oscar.
Yeah, no.
But it was entertaining.
Yeah. See, that's where the line gets drawn. Like, when I say it was a good movie, it doesn't... There's a difference between a good movie and a great movie. A great movie is like actually a good film. A good movie is just like, I wouldn't like shoot myself in the face instead of watching it again.
I say it's just like music. A good song or good music will make you feel something. A good movie will make you feel something. It's just not entertaining, you know, or it's entertaining.
Well, like, there's a lot of no.
A great
that.
Movie, like John Q, for instance, and my all-time favorite, Armageddon. They make you feel something.
Armageddon. Harry, no!
But, you know, a decent movie can be entertaining but not make you feel anything.
Yeah. Like, Speed.
What's up? Jessica's here. Welcome.
Like fucking Con Air. Like and share the video. Con Air is one of the most racist films ever made. It is. Like, everybody's stereotypical as shit in that movie.
The Matrix Reloaded. I was not a big fan of the
new one. I didn't watch it.
I was not a big fan.
I didn't watch it.
I mean, it was okay. And I didn't like, what was it, 3 either. The first Matrix was amazing. The second one was...
God, 47 Ronin. I think that's what it was.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. All right. Let's get to
now it. Now that we've spent 10 minutes talking about fucking movies.
Let's get to the Amityville Horror episode part 2. Now, December of 74, newlyweds George and Kathy Lutz and her 3 children from a previous marriage, I might add. So, you know.
Kay Lutz. Klutz.
George was taking in some stepkids, which
Lutz and Klutz.
Is always fun. They actually purchased the Amityville Horror House, or the Amityville House.
Is that allowed? What? Are Italians allowed to do that? Wait, they're not. The Lutzes aren't. I'm thinking the DeFeo still.
The DeFeo. But this was.
What is Lutz? German? Lutz?
I would say.
And my new neighbor, George Lutz?
Yes.
That's definitely allowed. Germans can do whatever they want as long as it doesn't have anything to do with Judaism.
But they purchased this.
That one's off the table now.
Roughly 13 months after the DeFeo family killing. So, it wasn't on
that's
the market
a decent amount of time.
No, like I said, the 13 months. So,
It's over a year. It's long, yes, as long as it's long enough that if they just left the blood there, it could dry. That's long enough.
Well, here's the thing. It, you know, it's still fresh in the community's mind. You know, Amityville is not a big freaking town.
I know. It's just one of the, it's a, yet another one of those stories. Like half of the horror movies where it's like, when a family finds their dream home for $22 and a box of Twinkies. And it's like, oh, look at, look how immaculate this 765,000 square foot house is. I can't believe we got it for less than we got the pound puppy. And then they're like, I can't believe it's haunted, Jennifer. I don't know why the husband in the movie sounds like a fucking exhausted
Liam Neeson.
Ghost face. Liam Neeson, no.
Anyway.
Liam Neeson, you got to have that little bit of a fucking European twang.
No, but 13 months, you know, that's still fresh on the community's mind. Probably still, I don't remember, the trial might have, I don't think the trial, I think the trial was still going on.
I don't know, this is your episode. This is, that's you, you're the one with the information here.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, but George, oh, Georgie Boy Lutz got this for a killer deal. For $80,000, he bought this land. And you got to remember, this is a nice, a decent-sized colonial house, had boat access or river access to the boathouse.
And it looked like a barn with windows from the side.
Yes, it looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
Kind of does.
Yeah, it does.
Stupid.
Most people think that's the front of the house. No, that's so the dumb. Side.
So stupid.
Now,
what is that? Isn't that a style of an actual style, like a Chesapeake or some shit like that?
I think so. Now, obviously, George,
it had a dock. It had a dock, right?
What, a dock?
Yeah,
yeah. It, the boathouse.
Yeah,
had a dock. You know, had a dock.
I know stuff.
A covered dock, essentially, is a boathouse. Now, obviously, George and Kathy, I'm on a first name basis with them. I can call them this. They obviously knew about what had happened at this location. Being 13 months, even in 1974, the news was a thing.
Oh, look who fucking decided to show up now, late.
Gonzo shows up late and then wants to bitch. Now,
Puerto Rican. Go on.
Taking one too many pile drivers.
Pile driver.
Now, there was still, like I said, this was just 13 months after. There was still furniture from the DeFeos in the house.
Oh, hell no.
When they purchased it.
Like, I don't even really, like, I don't buy into all this shit that much compared to a lot of people as far as, like, the energies and, like, people dying in houses. I don't buy into it that much, but no, that's a bad idea. Although, I will, actually, now that I think of it, yes, because what year was
it? Way to flip-flop like a motherfucker.
Hold on, let me play John Kerry here. What year was this?
74.
Oh, yeah, they had some, I guarantee they had some sick furniture.
A shag carpeting, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a futon.
Or yeah, their shag carpet smelled like fucking like dirty feet and fucking rice wine vinegar.
Oh, yeah. Like, probably carpet on the walls, too.
Like Miss DeFeo was just dragging her fucking gooch macooch across the thing, just scratching it like a dog's asshole. She's,
oh, computer malfunctions. Yeah, we're sure. All right. But it's not creepy. I don't know how I would feel about that, actually. I'd be stoked to get some free shit.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Miss DeFeo dragging her cooter across the shag carpet.
Hey, what you do in your own house is your own. Don't ask, don't tell.
Fucking Buck from, or there's the shagging wagon. She was doing a shagging dragon.
Oh, fuck me. Why do I do this?
That's
shit?
A t-shirt right there.
Anyway. Now,
moving on.
We talked about
getting away from pussies on fucking shag carpet.
Oh, God.
Which, I mean, it just goes hand in hand because shag carpet gets the bitches. You open up the backsliding door of a 1986 Astro van and you got carpet baby. And a fucking waterbed. Everybody's getting pregnant.
Well,
and at least half of them are getting chlamydia.
Here's shag carpeting gets a bad rap. Let's be honest.
Do tell. Because shag, all honesty, shag carpet's terrible. Go ahead.
But it's soft. It's like walking through grass.
It's like walking.
Now.
No, it's like walking on Paul Bunyan's head.
But like more modern carpet, you know. The
like Berber.
Berber or whatever. That, have you ever tried to? Have you ever fucked on shag carpeting and fucked on that? You got to feel
I'm only 33, Phil. No, I haven't.
Because I'll be honest with you.
I don't come from the era of fucking, like I said earlier, 86 Astrovans with fucking chicks riding dragons with metal bras and fucking battle axes over their head.
I mean, if shag carpeting, you're not going to get the rug burns that you get on the normal carpeting. I don't know what that was. Our house is haunted. But seriously, I mean, you could get some serious rug burns up your back or on your ass or your knees. Depending, you probably your knees.
They really did sound like there was something out, like actually outside.
I don't know.
Probably one of those goddamn cats.
But anyway.
There we go. That's how we get take care of that. Get the shag carpet. Let's go do some pussy dragging with the local cats.
Yes. Now, obviously.
Did the carpet bring the room together? Donnie, it really brought the room together, man.
Now,
what was the guy's name? What was the fucking Asian dude's name? He's a Chang. He pissed on my carpet. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You know what?
So am I the only one around here that gives a fuck about the rules? Market zero.
I have to admit, I've only seen
bits
and pieces of it.
You have to watch The Big Lebowski. It's a classic.
Only seen bits
and pieces. It's stupid, but it's a classic.
Now, let's get back to the Lutz family. Now, we talked about, did they know?
Das Lutz under their pushy carpet.
Of course they knew that this, what happened there. Now, what Gregory was talking about earlier, you know, some of the claims, the false claims of this place are.
Ooh, they're on that gang shit. False claiming.
I wonder.
1090.
Obviously, the Lutz knew something was going on, and here's why. Once they moved in, they had a priest come and bless the house.
Yeah, but isn't that's not that abnormal, is it? Like in general?
Well, if you're a hippie chick, I guess, you know.
What would a hippie want a priest to fucking bless the house?
See,
if it was a hippie, they would have been fine already because fucking Madame Lute or Madame DeFeo's fucking twat waffle had already been dragged across the great fucking the Persian rug of like just drug induced comas and incestuous madness.
I have to say, we have the smartest listeners of all time. Moon Unit comes back with a solving of a problem. The rug burned from tapping on rough carpet. Bring cardboard.
I prefer just knee pads.
Well, you
then you're ready for anything.
And then you're ready. You can lay some tile.
Or if you're a real gangster, you wear knee pads and those fucking little wrist pads that all the dorky kids used to wear when they would learn how to skate. But you put wheels on them so you can just down the street.
No, but they didn't know. We're getting off sex on carpet. It's going off on a tangent in the chat.
The only carpet you should have sex on is an authentic bearskin rug in front of a giant fireplace. Extra points if it's a polar bear because they're endangered. Natural causes.
Natural causes. Not a gunshot wound to the head, no.
I don't even know if that'd do it. I feel like you shot a polar bear in the head, he'd just get really fucking pissed.
But
he'd just be like, bring me my glass bottle Coke. I'm about to fuck this human up. Bring me my shag carpet. I'm about to give it to him.
You take what happened at this house. 13 months later, the Lutz family buys it. They know what happened at the house. They immediately get a priest to come in and bless the house. Hey, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, they were planning some shit here.
If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it gets out the shag carpet for to make fuck.
We're losing.
Fuck it.
We're just rolling with it tonight. It's okay. We apologize for the shitty.
We'll suck less on the audio feed, maybe.
Yes. No, but anyway, Father Ray was this.
My stomach.
The only research I could find was his name was Father Ray.
Father Ray Makata from Oswald State Correctional Facility.
I did not get a last name, Father Ray.
From Oz, the TV show on HBO. Hold on.
What the fuck are you doing? I'm sure the mic picked that fucking up.
I hope so. Okay. Oh, we need to get that dead dad clip from next week, by the way. You know, for as much protein as I've had in the last 24 hours, it's not that bad.
Anyway, getting back to the Lutz family.
That's our next money grab. GITN bottled farts. Oh, yeah. What are you fucking doing putting him back
here? Well, because you can't see him. Oh, okay, you can see him right there. I was going to say he was too close.
You can see him. That's Bigfoot, everybody.
He's my homie. Anyway.
He sounds like a salt shaker.
Father Ray, good old Father Ray, went through the house, you know, doing what priests do. Hopefully no little boys were in the room.
If it was like fucking, like Tyler was saying, if it was like James Woods in Scary Movie 2, he took a big mean shit.
But according to Father Ray, as soon as he started splashing holy water,
as soon as he walked in, he could smell the shag carpet.
he immediately heard a demonic male voice say, "Get out." How cliche is that?
No, I have not.
Now, it is important to note, he did not tell the family.
Ow!
He did not tell the family about what he heard.
Well, what the fuck are you there for, dipshit?
He just went through, blessed. He did tell the family after the blessing, whatever it's called, was done. Stay out of the bedroom. That was...
Stay out of the bedroom. Use the shag carpet.
No. That was the two young DeFeo kids. The one that was crippled. They said...
I don't even remember you talking about a crippled one.
He said that room has
dark... Physically crippled?
Yeah, he couldn't walk. Didn't we cover that? Did I mention that last week? Do him a favor. Because that was a big thing about how he was found face down. He couldn't lay like that. He had to be placed like that.
So he's the Ivar the Boneless of this story.
Yes.
So that's all the fucking priest told him?
Basically told him. He said there was something.
What is this bullshit of holding back this information that you have, priest man? What is this learned behavior from fucking boys?
Hey, do not fucking.
Boys?
Do not fuck boys.
Especially don't fuck boys on the Lutz's new shag carpet.
But.
Preacher man. The only one who could reach around me was the son of a preacher man.
He told them don't spend a lot of time in this room. There's something dark in this room. Okay. But what's interesting.
They're like, okay, Father, thank you. All the way out. He's just looking around like, spur.
Now,
it's okay. You can use the room as much as you want in 10 minutes.
Listen, I'm going to tell you why he didn't tell him. He was pretty much freaked out himself.
Pussy.
After he heard this, the priest got ill. He developed a fever and blisters on his hands. Well, that's probably...
Man up, buttercup. Stop being a bitch.
Jerking off, got a hold of a bad altar boy, but that's beside the point.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, he caught fucking... He caught... I don't even know. He caught the clap from fucking Bradley.
Now, it's important to note that he did not tell the DeFeos much, naturally, as you're ranting. He did not tell this to anybody immediately. He came forward later on and told this story under oath. Because there were some lawsuits.
Great band.
There were some lawsuits going on towards the end of this.
Against the priest?
No, years passed. In the years later, I should say, he was called as a witness.
Mm.
And he testified under oath the story that he heard. Holy water, get out.
It was like an Annalise Michelle situation.
And got the fuck out.
How the fuck is that admissible in court?
I'll talk a little bit about when we get to it.
I'm calling horse shit. God damn, are we still dropping frames on and off? Yeah, who gives a shit? Hi, welcome to the Ghost of the Night podcast, a.k.a. the GITN podcast. A.k.a. the kind of half-assed, but sometimes kind of funny. All you've missed so far is us talking about fucking on shag carpets, priests fucking boys.
Don't forget Denzel Washington, great movie.
Denzel Washington.
And Keanu Reeves,
great movie. Denzel Washington. Like, he could just do a fucking monologue, and it would make $1 million in the box office. He'd be like, I tell you right now, I've loved you forever, and I will always love you.
Now, activity pretty much started.
I'm a man.
Activity pretty much started right away once they moved in.
Sweet.
Outside of Get Out by Father Ray.
No, that was Jordan Peele.
What the fuck Jordan Peele got to do with motherfucking anything?
Get Out.
God damn. Anyway, the first signs.
Also, if anybody's here new here, you'll catch on quick. We're both kind of cinephiles. pretty much everything is a movie reference.
The first sign of paranormal activity.
Hey.
Hey. Happened to Kathy. She would feel something brushing up against her hands.
That's what she gets for having the name Kathy.
Yes. Now, the activity was small and didn't really escalate right away. George Lutz would wake up at 3:15 every morning.
Not 3:33 or 3 a.m.? Well,
3 a.m., anywhere from 3 a.m. to 3:30 is considered the witching hour. If you are
That's only a half hour.
If you, well, I know, but still. Don't question the science. It's science, damn it.
This is like a half hour Fortnite, like all that shit.
Yes. But what's interesting is, let's harken back once again to episode one. What was the estimated time of the murders?
3:15. See, this is why we need a fucking soundboard.
I know.
God damn it.
But he would wake up sweating and in kind of a panic. Almost like
that is nothing. That's because he fucking had Chipotle and he woke up and had to take a shit like I did this morning.
I want to be factually correct on the show. Damn it. I do not think Chipotle was a thing back in 1974.
Did you live in Amityville? You don't know what they had.
Motherfucker, I was around in 1974, as you like to point out.
Man, you were like 26, right?
Oh, fuck you twice. I was 2. In December, when they bought this house.
Times 13.
You can eat all the giant cock in the world.
Only if they're dipped in the fucking Lutz family's shag carpet rug sauce.
Oh.
Bottled and sold by Heinz.
But let's be honest.
Instead of the 57 on the side of the bottle that you hit to make it come out faster, it's a 69. Same upside down as it is right side up, boy.
Now, who doesn't wake up at 3:15 in the morning, especially when you get to be Lutz's age? I'm sure he's in his...
How old is he?
I don't know. He's in his 30s, I would imagine.
I'm in my 30s. What the fuck is that supposed to
mean? And you get up every 15 fucking minutes to piss, so...
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Don't lie.
Or shit. I piss more before I fall asleep than I do after I fall asleep. And then I wake up in the morning and I really have to... Like, the other morning when I was, like, literally standing in the kitchen waiting for you to stop jerking your little fucking wiener or whatever you were doing in there, shaving your butthole... against the grain. I don't know what you're doing, but I was literally like, I was looking for a chip clip to put on the end of my keck.
You know,
I had a piss so bad. And then this morning, at least I was nice this morning. I woke up like mid sit up because I had to poop so bad when my eyes opened this morning. But I was nice. I asked you if you had to pee before I went in there and basically did to that toilet what happened in this house before the Lutz moved in.
Yes.
Lutz's? Right. Lutz's?
I need some me time alone in the bathroom in the morning.
Well, I got plenty of me time this morning. It was me and a fucking whatever demon, same demon from this house, came out of my sphincter.
That's nice. Okay. The 3:15 thing waking up is not a big fucking deal.
It's just happen to fucking notice it. And honestly, it probably could be broken down to your natural internal clock.
Right.
It's just like if I'm off work or not, I'm going to be awake before 9 a.m., no matter what. More than likely before 8:30.
I mean, it's an odd coincidence that the murder...
But it doesn't mean that it's a fucking demon.
The murders took place at the same time.
Das Murder.
It's interesting, but it proves nothing.
Yeah, like it's... And the only reason it's really fucking interesting is because of the whole witching hour thing.
Right.
If the witching hour was never named or never theorized... Everybody just be like, well, it's time to go pee-pee.
Time to go pee-pee.
That's the other thing. Nobody ever talks about, like, if they took a piss. They're always just like, I woke up. What'd you wake up for? Oh. Did you have to pee? I don't remember.
Rolled over on that raging boner.
Did you have to pee? Oh, no. Well, let's go wring out the fucking sex rug and see if it's still wet.
When you get to be my age, that's not a problem, though. Okay, anyway, now some other shit that started to go down there. We've all heard about the flies, and I think Gregory or somebody mentioned the flies earlier. The house,
yeah, there's a lot of Jeff Goldblums around this place.
The house obviously had some fly issues.
That would be the most annoying thing ever. Could you imagine if your house just had like 24 Jeff Goldblums walking around it? There would never be a complete sentence ever spoken in the house.
Kind of like this podcast.
It would just be a continuous fucking like circle of
Now, this is a bit odd with wintertime in New York. I mean, having
this is just this.
No, having a fly issue in New York in the wintertime is a bit odd.
Without an obvious reason right. for it.
No.
Like, if you found a fucking dead raccoon at the bottom of the basement steps, probably makes sense. Right.
Now, the book made this a big deal because it was featured on the original cover. But the how the flies got its start, basically, is, I forget the boy's name, Michael, or I don't know his name. I didn't write it down. I'm an ass. He would kill the flies, go down to his mom, and say, hey, mom.
Somebody in the YouTube chat said they shit at the same time every day. Well, boom. Fuck you, George. Hole in your story, just like in your gapey 315 poopy butt. Soft serve ice cream.
But the room that the flies were most prevalent in was the younger DeFeo boys' room, which the... What the fuck is so funny now?
My mind is just working. I immediately saw an image of this kid doing basically what Brittany Murphy would do in Girl Interrupted when she would hide her dad's chickens under the bed. They're just like, there's a true demon in this home. And they're like, wait, hold on. He's got fucking game hens under here. Now, haven't had those since Thanksgiving. That explains it.
This was the younger boys, the Feo boys' room. It was a room in which Father Ray heard get out and told them to stay out of. This had the fly issue.
What do you do with that information?
Obviously nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not going to just fucking stay out of a room in your home. I'm not.
Now, let's use that room as a playroom type toy room for the kids.
The priest told you to not use the room, so you turn it into the most heavily used room by your children.
Not really. Not necessarily.
It's the 70s. It's not like they were going out and fucking geocaching with their iPads.
I grew up in the 70s. What you did, you went to where your toys were, got the toys, and brought them somewhere else. That's the way that works.
Phil speaks for all the kids from the 70s. 1870s, clarify.
Any fucking way.
That just seems like, what the of all that, you couldn't make that the knitting room?
Maybe it's where they hung their sex swing.
That was my secondary option. I was going to say, throw that fucking stanky fucking vagina shag carpet in there and just let me have that be Madame Lutz's fucking twat scraping room.
Now, the boy would kill the flies, go down, like I was saying earlier, tell his mom, hey, mom, I killed a bunch of fucking flies.
Okay, so now we have a whole nother fucking issue. Now we have a future serial killer who is your son.
No. Killing flies is acceptable.
How many flies?
And I don't give a fuck. Killing cats is acceptable, too. Fuck all of you. Cats
are evil. I disagree.
Cats are evil, and fuck them. I hate fucking cats.
Cats are way better than a lot of animals. Oh,
they're better than a fucking
snake. You'd rather have a cat than that fucking thing we got in the living room.
Bite your motherfucking tongue. Anyway, but him and his mom would come back upstairs, and guess what?
Yeah, go ahead.
The flies were back alive.
Can you see the resemblance?
The flies would reincarnate. They Jesus.
Are you sure there just wasn't more flies?
Hey, I'm not here to question.
I am.
But now skeptics say, now this room was sealed, and skeptics like to say that maybe the cleanup crew did not do a great job at cleaning up the, blood and guts?
Yeah. How many fucking murder victim families' furnitures were still in the fucking place?
Now,
obviously.
I'm no fucking Dr. Fauci. Oh, but I would think that if there was...
Does Mr. Potter have his key?
If there was fly larvae in the... if there's any blood... just soaking around somewhere in the floorboard or whatever, and some larvae was in there, and naturally the house was set empty for a year, maybe once the Lutz moved in and cranked up the old heat, they came to life. You know, they hatched or whatever larvae do.
See, why didn't they just go to the fucking baseball diamond, get some of that super duper kitty litter they put out there when the fucking rain hits, call it a day?
No.
That shit'll fucking, that shit'll draw moisture out of George Lutz's super dry wife.
Apparently I'm pissing people off about my cat's comments. Don't care.
They're just cats.
They're just cats. They're evil. They are
Don't fuck with cats. There's a whole documentary about
They are spawns of Satan. Okay, like, let's get into some of the activity that other than flies and Get Out have been reported at this location by the Lutz family.
The flies and Get Out.
They naturally reported cold spots, strange smells. Now, the smells fascinates me. In this context, they reported, or they,
doesn't matter the context. Great fucking statement. Go on.
They said that they smelt perfume and excrement. I say shit. So we went from
How you said that as if it was a fucking breakthrough. You're like, the excrement. I say shit. Figured it out, boys.
Case
rally
closed.
The fucking, get your pitchforks and your fucking fire, your torches. You figured it out. It was poop the whole time.
Yes, you're even getting some hate.
Fuck Layla.
How dare you, motherfucker.
She's a bitch.
Well, yes, of course she is.
Literally.
Literally. Now, what was I saying? But I love that you have the sweet perfume and the shit.
She really is a bitch, though.
The sweet perfume and shit. Nothing in between.
So are you sure that Mr. Lutz didn't take a mean grumper and then use Madam Lutz's fucking perfume to cover it up?
Oh,
there's
oh,
a lot
right.
of fucking weird so noises going on in here
tonight.
Basically,
it smells like my bathroom in the morning after you get out of it. If we suddenly go off the air, it's because somebody killed us. And I'm not close to any protective things.
It does kind of surprise me that we don't. For some reason, it is surprising me that there's not a gun somewhere on this desk.
YouTube would get pissy.
Well, no, not in view. Like, but think about it. One of us just gets tired of it. Like, boom, we're fucking famous. Boom. Boom goes the dynamite. But no, you're fucking, the bathroom doesn't smell like perfume after I take a shit.
Oh, you try to cover
it
that
smells
shit.
Like, it smells like Midsummer's Night by the Yankee Candle Company, you son of a bitch.
Shit.
Show some fucking respect.
And
same
shit.
Thing my bedroom smells like, because I not only have a Yankee Midsummer's Night by Yankee Candle Company wax warmer, I also have a Midsummer's Night by Yankee Candle Company not Glade plug-in. Plug it in. Boom.
And shit.
Word to your mother.
You need to plug something in your ass.
Don't threaten me with a good time, oh, big yeah. boy.
Okay, get back to Kathy Lutz. She was having nightmares about...
Speaking of plugging shit into someone's ass, let's get back to Kathy Lutz.
She was having nightmares about the DeFeo murders, which, let's be honest, you live in a fucking house where 13 months prior, seven
Is people- the audio all over the place?
I don't know.
Wow. I mean, I think you're up louder than me because I traditionally am just fucking louder
than
you.
And I'm fired to fuck up today.
You are like noticeably louder than
I am. I'll back it the fuck off. I don't care. Deal with it, people.
You want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
No, do not. Now, her nightmare is about the DeFeo murders. No shit. You're living in,
right.
you're living in a house where it's seven people got shot. Execution style.
Where do they move here from?
That I do not know. I think they're Long Island...
Okay, so yeah. So like yeah, 100%. Subliminally, yeah.
California.
I was going to say, if they were from fucking Norway, then I'd be like, no way.
This does not prove any kind of demonic entity. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. It's probably a fucking cat.
I'm scared. Travis, hold me.
It is weird.
But, it's not proof of any demonic possession or haunting or anything. It's just she lives in a house where people died, and she's having fucking nightmares. Now, George finds a small hidden room in the basement. What?
I was just going to say, David and was talking about the audio. For some reason, our signal has been getting kind of wonky on us on and off, so it might be that. So you might unfortunately have to reload the stream a couple of times, but it'll be way better on fucking the RSS feed, because we don't have to worry about fucking internet for that one.
No. But anyway, George found a hidden room in the basement.
Yeah. Ooh.
A 4x5 room. It was behind some shelving. The room is...
Go ahead. You're good.
The room does not appear in any of the blueprints of the house. Now I'm all discombobulated. But what's interesting...
I was writing down a half-ass timestamp so we can not have to worry about trying to find this.
Oh. The DeFeos, if you listen to the first episode of this particular podcast, or not this particular series, at part one, that's what the fuck I'm trying to say.
Last week's episode?
Yes,
last week's episode.
Let's say last week's episode. The DeFeos we talked about could have been part of the mob. They might have used that boathouse and that old boat to transport some narcotics. So is it possible that finding this hidden room could be where they stashed the shit pre-transport? It's not out of the question.
I mean, you'd think if they were smart, they'd just fucking wrap it and put it in the water. What'd you do?
I hit a button.
You pulled up one of your porn fucking videos, didn't you?
Yes.
That was both awkward and very believable.
But the one interesting thing about this room, other than the mob drug hideout, the dog that the Lutz had, naturally the Lutz has had a dog, not a fucking cat, you cat people, had a dog.
Yeah, it's never a cat. Doesn't make for good stories.
No.
They'd be like, the cat, when the demon entered the room, just showed his butthole and walked away like cats always fucking do, because even a demon doesn't impress a goddamn cat. Cats are like Kardashians. Their ass is always out, and they just don't have time for normal people.
And they're annoying as fuck.
I don't know. I've been around some cool cats. See, that's my thing. The cats that just leave you alone, everybody's like, they're so not personable. Like, no, those are the good cats. I wish some dogs were like that. Like, your fucking dog.
Here's my problem. Because
she bothers me, but she won't actually let me fucking pick. I would be glad to pick her up and put her on the bed or fucking on my lap. But the little bitch bothers me and like claws at me, but won't let me pick her the fuck up.
Here's my problem with cats. I'm allergic to them. They could kill me.
That's fair. You got to kill them first.
Yes. This is a survival thing. This is self-defense.
Oh, man. Cat comes. Like, so you go to somebody's house, and they're like, this is our cat, Binks, like from fucking Hocus Pocus, and Phil just breaks a bottle and just goes after that little bitch.
Anyway, but the Lutz's dog refused to go anywhere near this room, and when it was close to it, it expressed fear. You know, tucked its tail and... You know, I don't know whether I do believe animals. It's proven fact that they sense more of the world than we do. Oh, there's a fight going on outside. A
little bit.
We might have to pause this and go see this shit.
I have to pause this and go fucking shoot somebody.
But you know, I'm on the fence about dogs. You know, a lot of ghosts or paranormal teams use dogs in their investigation, which I do believe the dogs sense more of this reality or more in this world than we do. They have a much...
Yeah, but it's a fucking dog. It's not like you can look at it. It's not like it can look at you and be like, yeah, there's definitely a fucking spirit in there.
Yeah, they're not going to tell you.
Yeah, they're just going to be like, he did something slightly different.
No matter what you think, dogs can't speak English or German or... I wonder if it's snowing or sleeting and it's hitting the window.
It better be.
Strapped to the gills, motherfucker.
I was going
to
say, there's a fresh new fucking AR in that gun safe.
No, there is. No, there is not. No, there is not.
What?
Only the ATF coming to my fucking house, motherfucker.
What? You don't like anti-racism paperwork?
Oh, yes. Anti-racism
Jesus paperwork. Christ. We have a real racist problem around here these days.
Yeah, I wish, you know.
Low-key, kind of.
All right. But, you know, anyway,
the guy down the street literally only listens to fucking Hank Williams Jr., Waylon Jennings, and Merle Haggard.
And like, the same three fucking songs.
And like two fucking Motley Crue
songs. Actually, I take that back. I did hear Barracuda one day.
Oh, he believes in women having the right to write music and shit?
Apparently.
I never really believed that one.
Don't give them the right to vote, but they can write
music.
They
can sing one song.
All right. But anyway, getting back to dogs, I'm on the fence about it. I think they might be able to sense something more than what we can, but just because they have their senses are so heightened.
You can't fucking really tell.
But
they're still dogs.
There's no way to prove anything. Ooh, the black eyed. Jessica's fucking with us. The black eyed kids, they're coming to the wrong fucking house.
No, there's no way. The neighbors across the street never let their kids out. They are fucking, that house across the street, like, I don't think that they beat their kids or anything like that. They seem in good health and everything. But, like, man, their kids, it sounds like their kids are fucking shitheads. Because I've heard those, like, that mom and dad so many times be like, get in the fucking house! And every time I hear one of the kids, like, one will cry, and then I just hear, like, footsteps, and one of them's laughing, and I'm like, oh, so you guys are little assholes, got it.
Yeah. I mean, black-eyed kids don't want to knock on my fucking door. Can we use your phone? Go fuck yourself. No. I don't like kids. Like I said in the black-eyed kids episode.
Flirting with turning racist.
Like I said in the black-eyed kid episode. You want to get in this house, don't come in as a black-eyed kid. Come in as a black-eyed Fergie. Send Fergie to my fucking door. She'll get in before a black-eyed kid. Anyway.
Fergie, what the fuck did...
Black Eyed Peas? Uh-huh. Jesus Christ. Anyway. Now, George and Kathy also reported seeing a devil or demonic image in the living room fireplace. Wow.
Okay, what's the difference? There's a big fucking difference.
Well...
theologically.
Demons can have horns too. But it was in the burning fireplace.
What is this, fucking Harry Potter?
No, it's kind of like the Red Witch in Game of Thrones. You know, they're looking into that. Of course, this was the 70s. I'm sure there was some LSD.
Right.
They're probably tripping
balls. Fuck yourselves.
But what?
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
But what was interesting is there are reports that they said that it was that image eventually was burned into the back of the fireplace, like almost like charcoal, you know, impression.
Like, the image of Jesus on the fucking, what's it called?
Shroud of Turin?
Yes. That's a load of horse shit too. Just
I think
case
actually they
wondering.
Proved that was horse shit. They did.
They didn't have to prove.
No, they. I think carbon dating proved that they're
yeah, no
that
shit.
Was a fake.
It,
or
well,
at least,
yeah, it was automatically like what the fuck do you mean it had Jesus's fucking imprint on it? What did they like what they took him down off the cross and then somebody laid that over him and they did like little kids do with fucking leaves and crayons? We put you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or how people fucking let me get Uncle John's name off of the wall in DC. Chalupa is aggressively scratching something right now.
Where was I at? Oh, sorry, my bad, kids. Okay, what was it? Mother trucker. Okay,
that hurt like a butt cheek on a stick.
George also said he heard music playing downstairs, and when he would go downstairs, there's no sign of anything, no sound.
We don't even have a goddamn record player.
But you know, let's be honest. Going back to last week's episode.
God. That is Chalupa. I don't know what she's doing.
She's tearing up the carpet. She's trying to get rug burns. Ooh. A little self-pleasure.
Where's your fucking peanut butter, you son of a bitch?
But hearing music downstairs or whatever is very... proves nothing. It's very explainable. And especially going back to last week's episode, people could hear, they could hear the Fae's fighting. So if a car driving by with an AC Delco fucking knob fucking radio, it explains some shit. You know, you can't, that proves absolutely nothing. They also report saying that they hear the front door being slammed, but when he would go down to check, the dog would be sleeping by the door. First and foremost, what kind of asshole
makes... First and foremost, free the Mac.
What kind of asshole makes their dog sleep in the by the front door?
I don't know.
Are you that bored?
I thought it would show up a little better. It really didn't. Go on.
Okay. Now, one of the Lutz kids, Missy, had an imaginary friend.
Missy?
Missy. Now, this
was the name of my first girlfriend.
This, did she live in Canada?
No, she lived, I don't know what street it was, actually, now that I think of it.
Okay.
She lived in my neighborhood. We were on the same bus.
Was she imaginary?
No. Her parents had a, I can't remember, they either had a cement goose in their front yard that they would dress up for every holiday, or was it a dog? It was a goose. I'm pretty sure. They had really cool Halloween decorations.
Now this, but this imaginary, but Missy's imaginary friend is where the story gets really fucking interesting.
Oh, here we go with the tulpas.
No, apparently her imaginary friend was a pig-like demon with glowing red eyes. And you know what she named this friend pig demon?
What? Porky?
Jody.
Jody.
Who would name a demon Jody? Hey, Bob. Jody.
Tell us your name, demon. Marvin.
Now, early on Christmas Day in 1975, George was out in the boathouse, and he looks up towards the house.
Was he indulging in his boats and hoes?
Yes. Now, he looked up at what was Missy's room and saw Missy standing in the window.
With Pigman behind her.
Exactly, with Jody standing right behind her. He runs up to Missy's room, obviously concerned. So he takes his 1970 haircut, beard, ass, hair.
Looking like one of the fucking Goombas from Mario.
Yes. Runs in the house, and he goes to her room, and he finds her fast asleep on the bed. Now, unless he's, you know, a really fast sprinter, she could have been sitting there and then faking it.
Right. But, like, he says he sprinted straight to her room, but, like, it took him, like, 2 minutes to get to the house because, like, he picked up the rake that he left out there. He
stopped, smoked cigarette.
Yeah, he got a fucking glass of homemade lemonade.
Yeah. However, once he was in the room and he noticed her sleeping, he didn't notice one strange thing.
Are you sure this demon wasn't just John Lovitz?
Yes.
Okay.
The most cliche haunting thing ever.
It was Louis Anderson.
Maybe.
R.I.P.
But he did notice that Missy had a rocking chair in the room, and guess what it was doing? Rocking. Hence the rocking chair.
Whoa.
Very slowly.
Whoa.
I mean, that's a little interesting, but we're going to get into the... can we believe all this shit here towards the end?
We're going to Ripley's it now.
Oh, we're going to rip into it. Kathy.
Goddamn. That was fucking aggressive.
I'm an aggressive guy. What can I say?
It's the same thing the fucking priest that blessed the house said when he saw the kids.
Well, he was obviously aggressive if he's got blisters on his hands. He's whacking the shit out of some stuff.
His dick when he saw the kids.
Exactly. We are so going to hell. Kathy also says she saw... Kathy, the mother, also said she saw the glowing red eyes of Jody in the window, outside the window.
And sure, it wasn't just a fucking reflection?
No, I believe the story is, if I remember correctly, Missy saw Jody climb out the window, and Kathy went to close it, and that's when Kathy saw the glowing eyes outside the window looking in at her.
She had already seen this pig demon crawl out the window?
No, Missy saw the pig demon. Okay. Her imaginary friend. Or was she imaginary?
They.
We're not bringing pronouns into this shit. We're in 1974. We're treating it like it's 1974.
Now, there's the fucking signal again. Go ahead.
The one interesting thing is, being December, I think it was New Year's Day. I think they saw this, if I'm not mistaken. You don't have to write those down.
I do what I want.
It doesn't affect the recording at all. That I take the audio off of.
Well, I'm thinking about. I feel like it would make life easier if I just sat here and just marked every time we're just like, oh, poopy farty fuck.
But anyway, getting back to Jody the pig like demon,
Louis Anderson.
I believe, like I said, I just stated. I believe this was right around fucking.
So her imaginary friend was Ronnie from Lizard Lick Towing.
Yes,
you remember that show.
I watched it a couple times and forgot what channel it was on.
It's so fantastic.
Yeah. But this was around New Year's. They walked outside, and you know what they saw outside? Yes, it was New Year's, by the way. I'm asking you a question. Quit reading. You know what they saw when they walked outside on New Year's Day?
The priest naked.
No, not in the slightest.
What?
Hoof prints from a pig outside. It couldn't be. I'm sure it wasn't a wild boar, but let's not let the fact. Of course, you know, Amityville, I doubt they have a wild boar problem, but maybe.
I'm pretty sure that I had heard one. Well, it might have not have been a wild boar, but I'm pretty sure I heard some type of a hog go through a fucking camp, Houston Woods. Huh. Years ago, I was camping there, and like just middle of the night, everybody was like had just gone to bed, and it sure as fuck sounded like a fucking hog right outside the tent.
How much alcohol and how many mushrooms did you ingest?
I only had alcohol and marijuana, but I remember the whole night. I didn't get that drunk because we used part of the rum to fucking feed the fire.
I don't think that would stand up in court.
I don't know. I know it was in my underwear.
Now,
but no, I very clearly remember it. Like it sounded like a fucking hog right outside the tent. Because afterwards, once you heard it, whatever the fuck it was, go off into the woods. Somebody was like, "Did you fucking hear that?" And I was like, "Yeah, bitch, it was right next to my tent. What the fuck? Shut up! It's gonna come back and kill me."
Now, Missy would. Now this is straight out of the fucking movies. Missy would also get red welts on her body, and it was even reported that she levitated off the bed.
Yeah, but that's a fucking, that shit happens all the time. Not actual levitating, but like that, it's just like the Enfield poltergeist. It's just the same fucking thing with that. And that was documented, my ass.
Now, not only did they have a fly problem, they had a jello problem. The family also said there was a green jello-like substance oozing from the walls.
That's Mr. Lutz's schmegma.
Which that is kind of interesting, actually. You know, a lot of with hearkening back to my demonic studies and to get my demonology degree that took me a whole
three hours.
Yeah, 3 hours. You know, that wall sweating, you know, kind of is a sign of demonic activity or evil. I hate using the word demonic. We know this. But apparently, these demons were so bad, it was Green Jello.
Great band.
Green Jello? Never heard of them.
Yeah. Might have been Green Jelly. I don't know.
Okay. Now, Kathy naturally hung a crucifix, and they walked.
Of course.
They walked in one day, and guess what?
Is upside down.
Upside down. Stereotypical.
Creative.
Oh, and I forgot. It also smelled like sour milk. Of course, that
was the shag carpet in there?
That could have been DeFeo's rubber hoo-ha across the shag carpet. I'm just
exactly.
Now, this is a little interesting, I have to say. George, one night, is looking at his lovely wife Kathy. And he said, in front of his eyes, she transforms into an old woman with pale white skin and crazy hair.
No, that was just reality. That was just a time-lapsed image of his marriage.
Yeah, but what's interesting from... I listened to one podcast, and they were talking about this story. And apparently, she did develop some kind of disease. They didn't say what kind of disease, but it kind of made her age rapidly. So maybe this was him, a time slip. He was seeing the future.
Oh, lost time.
Maybe.
Whole other thing.
Now, in mid-January 1976, the Lutz family, just 28 days after moving into this house, they experienced the straw that broke the camel's back. They experienced something so fucking terrifying. They grabbed what they could, ran out, and moved in with Kathy's mother.
Mistake.
Yeah, that's like going from the outhouse to the shit house.
My mother was right about you.
You're just like your mother. Oh, but what's interesting about this, the family would never speak about it. They never told anybody what they saw or experienced that night. They said it was just too terrifying. It would mess people up.
Was it their dad's spread asshole?
Maybe. But now, February of 76, they started talking about the house being haunted. You know, they started expressing to other people that there was something going on in this house. And they were looking to start do an investigation. Now, this is where a guy by the name of William Weber creeps into the story.
Automatically an asshole because of his name.
Now, William, here's the funny thing about William Weber, and this ties everything in together. You know what he was? Or who he was?
Does it start with a W?
No. He was the lawyer of Ronnie DeFeo.
Oh.
And he came to them and said he was a literary agent, and he was hopes of selling the DeFeo.
Oh, yeah, I know where this one goes, kind
of. The DeFeo story. He was trying to sell that as a book. He caught wind of the Lutz's story and their time in that house, and he naturally thinks that this is going to enhance the DeFeo story as well. So he gets with the Lutzes, and now, of course, remember, DeFeo was pleading insanity, and eventually it turned to insanity due to possession. You know, he claimed that, what we talked about last week, that he was told something evil this way comes, told him to do it.
Stupid, but go on.
Of course, you know, I'm not sure the validity of insanity via demonic possession.
Let's be real, the validity of most insanity pleas is fucking horseshit.
It doesn't sound like a real sound.
You throw in demonic possession, it's just red flags.
Now, the Webers and Lutzes did get together, and they were going to write a book together. Mm-hmm. Kind of tying in,
yeah,
both stories.
I know, and this is where I start to like actually know some stuff. Well, not some stuff, but like the lore.
Right. Now, the book never happened with these two. And good. Lutz pulled out of the deal was something I've never done in my life, obviously. That's your chair.
I know.
They said it was because Weber agreed to give 5% of the earnings of the book to DeFeo, because part of it was going to be his story. This, you know, like I said, it would tie both stories together, which...
You come to me on this, the yeah. day of my...
But this is
house's exorcism, and you make me this offer.
This is where the lawsuits started to fly a little bit between the two parties here. And this is where when I talked earlier about the Father Ray testifying under oath about the get out portion of his
experience. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, how the fuck is that admissible in court?
Well, his testimony.
Yeah, but he's talking about, but he doesn't automatically get a testimony by insanity fucking plea? Or subclause?
Well, he is a priest.
Asterisk. He should have an asterisk next to his fucking name.
He is a priest, and you have been in court many times. What do you swear on?
Why the fuck have I been in court many times?
Oh, you're a hoodlum from way back.
You don't have to fucking swear on the Bible in that fucking juvie.
Oh, that's right.
That's criminal cases and shit.
Anyway, so the lawsuits, like I said, started to fly, and it didn't. Obviously, the book didn't take place. Now, somehow, the the Lutzes run into a guy by the name of Stephen Kaplan, and they want him to investigate the house for the family. Now, here's the thing about old Mr. Kaplan. He would do
it. He was an asshole.
Oh, it gets even better than that. Now, he said, I'll do it. However, he told him, if I think you're lying or I don't find any evidence, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call bullshit on you.
Me and He-Man are out.
And he's going to out them about being hoaxers. Now, naturally,
I identify.
Naturally,
as a hoaxer.
The Lutzes decided not to let him do anything and parted ways with old Mr. Kaplan. Now, George said it was, you know, there's a particular reason why. They said they didn't trust him. They got a weird vibe from him. And plus, he really wasn't a paranormal investigator per se. You know what he was?
An asshole.
No, even worse.
Go on. Now you got my attention.
He was a vampirologist. Exactly. He studied vampires.
All right, we're going to have a little talk conversation here. If somebody comes to you and they are that, give them nothing.
They are snake oil salesmen.
You would be better off having a fucking like comic strip animator help you.
We know vampires do not exist. I'm 99.98% sure.
At least not in the realm or existence that TV and film and media has fucking explained them to us. It's just weird goth incel kids that like to poke people with a fucking... with a medical device and then go...
I wonder, is this Kaplan guy... Remember when we did... What was that cemetery in Great Britain? The vampire...
Highgate,
yes. You know, the two battling... I wonder if he was one of them. I can't remember the names of those two guys that battled back and forth.
Oh, my God. I know who you're talking about. Right. I can't think of their names. Jesus Christ, yes. That was one of the best things we've ever fucking talked about. Right. Go back and check out the Highgate Vampire fucking episode. I don't know.
Okay. That, naturally, they parted ways, so he didn't get to investigate. But however, he did spend the rest of his life trying to debunk the Lutz family and the experiences there.
Man, that's sad.
From what like,
that's the pinnacle of you peaked with that.
Yes. Now
you peaked as hard as I peaked when I said peak all those times.
Let's get to we're coming to an end. We're bringing it home and we're
ending with the fucking bombshell.
We're ending with the
Pea Popper Nelson.
The awesome people we know and love here at Ghost in the Night.
The lady whose neck looked like a vagina and the man who, I don't know what the fuck he looked like when he was old because he didn't get old.
And
well,
that,
yeah, he did. He didn't get like... Yeah, no, they both looked like shit when they died.
And this is... Give me a drum roll.
No, fuck them. She looked like the Crypt Keeper if it was a female.
Ed and Lorraine Warren. They joined the party. They got to sink their money grubbing hands into this motherfucker. And they are true demonologists. They never met a ghost that wasn't a demon.
Whatever.
And I mean that fucking literally, kids.
Whatever. She was a fucking hippie and he was a fucking sketch artist.
Right. Wasn't he an author? Did he write books or something? I don't know.
I don't know, but he used to draw people's demons that she saw in their house. That's how they got in.
Yes. Now, Amityville.
So, a.k.a. take an atomic suck on my shit pipe, Warren family. No, you're not coming in my goddamn house getting rid of fucking my John Lovitz demon. Eat my fucking ball sack. No, fuck you. Get out of here. You, sir, look like fucking every dad from every movie that was made about the 70s. And you, ma'am, in your old age, literally dressed like fucking Lizzie Borden So go fuck yourself. You look like a goth kid had fucked a Mormon and they fucking birthed out your wrinkly old ass.
Wrinkly old ass. Right. I like it.
That was a little harsh.
I like wrinkly asses. Clip that out.
I mean, you got to have something in your life, I guess.
Now, the Amityville case is really the case that put Ed and Lorraine on the fucking map.
Yeah.
You know, it got the ball rolling. It was like their one-hit wonder. But they did have a few hits after that.
Amityville is to Warrens as OJ is to Johnny Cochran.
Right. I see what you did there. I like it. Now,
if the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
There was
let's family come sit and listen to our bullshit.
Which we got to do the OJ soon.
The OJ? Well, yeah, you're going to have to give me at least a week's heads up on that one. Because it's definitely going to be a me episode. And I could definitely do at least a week of fucking research on that.
A reporter got the Warrens involved in this case. I guess that they brought it to their attention. They started with interviewing the Lutz. The Warrens loved what they heard from the Lutz. They thought they were speaking the Jesus' words. They were dealing with the demons.
Jeebus Christmas.
They were convinced.
Lord, hallelujah.
They were convinced that the Lutzes encountered a demonic entity in this house. That sounds like
it's funny how every fucking story you hear about that involve the Warrens that anybody knows about is a fucking demon.
Right. I mean, but let's be honest. This sounds like sound investigation. I mean, don't go into a fucking investigation with
just
an open mind.
Just be like, yup.
I mean, but that was Warren's MO. They loved everything was a fucking demon. If you jacked off and talked to yourself, you were possessed by a fucking demon.
Oh my God, I saw a clip of a fucking Christian rap song about telling you to stop jerking off. He literally just says, stop, don't jerk off or stop jerking off over and over again. It's fucking amazing.
Now.
Best track of 2022.
Now, the Warrens did investigate this house. Now, when she went in there, she was immediately did her thing. She was feeling it. The demons were tickling the clit.
You think she going in there and like it was like one of those fucking like down south snake churches? Like she walked in and she was like,
probably speaking in tongues. But the longer she was in there, the more she felt it. Because probably Ed was.
The same is true both ways. Ed the more he was in there, the more he felt it. Yeah.
Now, the one thing out of this investigation, I will say that there was a notorious, infamous picture that came out of this.
The little boy.
The little boy in the doorway.
Yeah.
Over the banister. Which could have been. It's interesting.
It's fucking cool.
And it's very clear.
Probably fake, but you know.
It's very clear. I mean, the boy had glowing eyes, but it very well could have been somebody on their knees.
Was the priest in the house at the time?
Maybe.
That's what it was. He was banging out one of the fucking Lutz's kids, and that his eyes weren't glowing from light and fucking demonic possession. It was the light of the Lord going through him like a fucking human centipede going in his butthole, coming out his eyeballs.
Yes, I like it. Now this.
Too much?
Too much. A little much there. The room that...
Too soon, Catholic Church? Has 600 years not been enough time?
The room...
Ow! I just heel kicked the end of my fucking... The foot of my chair.
Maybe you might want to rethink that agnostic shit you got going on. Thank God just...
Jesus, fuck me, Christ.
Tickled your fancy there. Now, the interesting thing about this picture, the room that the... demon boy was pictured in.
Was it the room that the priest told him not to go into? The toy room. Shocker.
Yes.
That's why the priest told him not to go in there. It wasn't the playroom. It was the little boy's room.
Yes.
It was the altar.
Okay. I have nothing.
I don't even know. Insert fucking pun.
Oh, you want to insert
it? It was the
something?
Boom boom room.
The boom boom room. All right. Now, we know how I feel about the Warrens. I do not. Here's my issue with the Warrens. I'm not even saying all their shit was trash. I'm sure they. And I'm not even saying this house is completely has no activity at all.
It's just so absolutely and like undeniably glorified.
My problem with the Warrens is that this whole everything's a fucking demon.
Literally
shit.
Everything they're famous for was a demonic possession.
It's almost
or a demonic possession or a demonic infestation or a demonic presence or oh my god, they fucking handed out demonic possessions like fucking Comic-Con hands out like exclusive Funko Pops.
I'm gonna take your word for it. I'm old. I don't know what
that.
I've
never been to Comic-Con.
I might be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure I'm
You're
right.
Wrong.
They, if you are in contact with a spirit or ghost, it is a demon. Now, I believe they did believe that there could be spirits that need to be passed on or having trouble passing.
I was going to say, correct. I do believe that depending on what denomination of religion you follow, all ghosts, spirits, UFOs, Bigfoots, everything that is not human and the child of God or a known animal, basically, is demons fucking with you. Aliens are demons.
Right.
Bigfoot's demons.
Right.
Loch Ness Monstrous is demons.
Travis is a demon.
Fucking A right. If religion is anything real, if religion is real, they need to add my name to the fucking Bible. Because I did that shit on TikTok. I was watching a TikTok live and some dude doing fucking metal vocals and somebody was like, you need to find God. Or you need to find Jesus. I was like, which fucking page do you want me to look on in the pamphlet, dickhead?
All right. But that's my problem with the Lutz, or not the Lutz, the Warrens. I mean, if you're going to come up, and I've said this, we've had this conversation many times. There's no exact science here. We are all fucking guessing
yeah.
when it comes to the paranormal. And even true crime, let's be honest.
Except Zach Bagans.
He is our Lord and Savior.
Zach Bagans.
With his cross on his back of his neck tattoo.
Why does he need a tattooed on the back of his neck? Do you not have enough on your massive collection of affliction clothing?
I know. But if...
That kid, he's like 45 and he still dresses like I did when I was like 12 in 2002.
But my issue with fucking... Anybody, not just the Warrens, anybody that says they are 100% sure this is the way it is... Is 100% full of shit. You're taking a guess. Now, you can believe it, but you have to have room for, hey, I might be wrong here.
You know what's crazy?
You.
It's just like, literally, it's just like anything else. Demonology, this paranormal shit, it's just like the Bible. It's just like paleontology. You can just go like, this is what I'm looking at. So, I imagine it's probably this.
Oh, we're red again. Sweet. Now, I will say this. There's one more interesting fact that we need to cover. And this was reported by one of the son of Kathy later on. I believe his documentary.
The one in the documentary?
Right. Apparently, according to him... Old Georgie boy,
Jorge,
was
fucking him.
A practicing occultist / Satanist.
I get. Was there not? Was there something? There was something about sexual abuse, wasn't there?
It's ringing a bell from
my
past.
Priest? That was the priest. Got it.
Right. We said priest, and you automatically went to sexual.
We went to the boom boom room with the priest once a week.
But
it really reminded me of my uncle before we moved.
I'm not personally with this story. We can get into what we think now. Personally with this story, I'll go first because I can't. Do I think this house is haunted? Now, to my knowledge, nobody else has ever owned this house has experienced anything else.
But it doesn't stay owned. Like when people buy it, it doesn't tend to stay under their ownership for that long.
But they've not come.
I think like currently is one of the longest times it has been inhabited or owned by one person.
But they haven't come forward and reported any activity, which is weird.
Well, because realistically, like, in I'm sure some people make the argument that they're not living there, because if I had the money to buy that house, I would buy it, and even if I didn't want to live in it, I'd sit on it for 10 years and then sell it for fucking a profit. Fuck it.
Right.
Just pay some fucking lady to go in there and clean up the priest jizz off the floor in the boom boom room and roll up that soggy fucking shag carpet.
I'm putting that shit on my fucking wall.
Ugh, God. Are you shitting me?
No.
I feel like it would just eat its way to the other side eventually.
Now, when, and here's, I'm not 100% sure that this place is as, it's not the demonic infested house that the Warrens made it out to be. There could be activity there.
There could be activity anywhere at any given time.
But, I mean, and given the situation of the, what happened with the DeFeos, I believe there technically might be some Indian or
of course
Native American
First Nation.
First, is that what it's called? No, I can't.
That's what I like to. I like that term. So they call it. That's what they call the Inuit and shit in Canada.
Right.
And I was like, that's fair.
Apparently,
or just like the OGs.
The OGs. Apparently, there is some sort of link there, which, of course,
go figure. See, but I had that conversation not too long ago. Everybody's like, oh, it's an Indian burial ground. Oh, it's a Viking burial ground. Oh, it's this burial. Motherfucker, there's something dead under your feet at all fucking times. So fuck off with that shit.
Mainly it's my soul.
Of your feet? Because you're putting on the weight?
Yeah, because I'm a fat fuck.
I love how we're still making fat jokes about each other and like, This is the longest run of healthiness that both of us have had simultaneously in a long time. Like, I keep looking down at the fact that, like, if my pants were off, like, I could actually see my dick. Well,
that's why
down.
I wanted to put on a sweatshirt today.
So the people don't know
that I didn't want the ladies to be driven crazy by my awesomeness. That's a much better look. But anyway, getting back to this house.
I'm one with the microphone.
The tragedy that happened in the house, it can spark some activity. And if Lutz was a practicing Satanist or occultist and he was doing some Aleister Crowley shit, maybe he opened the door. I don't know.
Mr. Crowley.
However, I think there's a lot of red flags with this story. Mainly, they bought the house 13 months.
Thank you, Captain Fucking Obvious.
13 months after 8 people were brutally murdered.
I thought it was 6.
Oh, 7. I think it was 7. 5.
In the middle.
Or maybe there's 6. I don't know. 5 kids.
I don't fucking know. This is
I
your
think
story.
It was 5 kids, 2.
2 adults, 1 cat.
No. Well, the cat, they get a pass on.
Did anybody, whatever happened to the dog? Did the dog die?
I don't know.
If the dogs lived through this, nobody gives a shit. We're good.
I think it is possible, anyway, that there could be something sparked. And if he's opening, doing rituals and shit, okay, something could have come through the veil. However, like I said, there are red flags with this story. They bought the house after this happened. They immediately had it blessed, which, okay, I get your point. That's not super crazy.
Oh, Tyrion Lannister came through the veil. Look what happened to his ass. He almost got kicked off of a fucking dungeon
moon,
by...
Out the moon door?
Yeah, by whatever the fuck that thing was that was in charge of the dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Littlefinger.
Yeah. They got a hell of a deal in this house. Now, did Georgie boy come up with this idea, get this house on the cheap?
Well, and also, how much was the house?
$80,000 in 1974. Which
I was going to say, how fucking cheap is that in 1974?
That's actually pretty expensive, but way below market value at the time.
Okay. That was one of the first things that I ever thought of with this whole thing. It was like $80,000 in 1974 is a fuckload of money. Yeah. I mean, it's still a fuckload of money.
Yeah, when you got 4 quarters over there, it's a fuckload of money.
You got more than me. I don't even have 4 quarters. All I got fucking 4 score and 7 years ago. I used to have a bank account. And now I just have a chime. It's not true.
Well, that's kind of funny. Where was I at? Fuck, I just lost my fucking train.
Something about red flags.
Oh, but, you know, they had it blessed. Did they fucking buy this?
They had a blast.
Did they buy this house and immediately start drawing up the framework and the plans to turn this?
That's one of the biggest fucking theories of this whole thing, and I believe it.
I
think it was a money grab.
I think they tried to turn a, you know, they were trying to cash in on the DeFeo murders, the rise of haunting type. People think of, you know, late 90s, early 2000s as a rise of the paranormal.
No.
It was big back then, too. Just it wasn't quite as talked about. It was quietly talked about back
then.
Yeah.
Until The Exorcist came out.
Right. So.
Who was that?
That was the furnace.
Oh, no.
I'm for.
Fuck my life. If I had to,
if you put a gun to my head and said,
"You got it,"
did they fake it or is that place actually haunted? I'm gonna say
they faked it.
They faked it.
Yeah,
this was all just a ploy.
I can prove that they faked it way easier than I can prove that it's haunted.
And the fact that DeFeo even started, and I think what planted the seed of that, he started to use the insanity plea via demonic possession.
Eat a dick.
That got the ball fucking rolling. And
I still can't believe that in any way was admissible in court from anyone, even the priest. That'd be like, I think I should not be sentenced for this murder, Your Honor. Why should you not be sentenced for it? Because I currently have to poop. Come on, in you out.
I don't know, but I just don't like. I think we both agree that this fucking is a bunch of bullshit and a shitty movie.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Even the original ones were fucking shitty movies.
Yeah. So, the Warrens, I don't buy anything the Warrens. They have no credibility with me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so 60s football coach dressed like that the rest of his life and nutsack chin. Not that credible.
Not that credible at all.
Even though I will say, from what I've heard, Eileen Warren...
Lorraine Warren, you mean?
Whatever. Who gives a fuck? They're full of shit anyway. Her name's Jim now.
Jim Warren.
I do, from what I heard, I don't know anything about him, but from what I heard, apparently she was like a very nice lady.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she was.
Yeah, because she's worth millions of dollars because she had a goddamn Raggedy Ann doll in the fucking garage.
Let's be honest. Amityville Horror got the... That was their big hit in the 70s, but they did have a comeback called The Conjuring with Annabelle in that story.
Terrible interpretation of what that doll really looks like.
Horrible.
And everybody's like, they're a museum. I'm like, you mean their converted garage that it looks like? Like, they literally could have just bought all the trinkets and the fucking armoires and shit from an estate sale from a rich lady and just moved them all into one room and been like, these are all haunted items. When in fact, it's just the shit that they have behind the counter at the fucking thrift store. There is a Raggedy Ann doll at the fucking... thrift store at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, we're buying that motherfucker.
It was like $50.
Oh, fuck that. We ain't buying that motherfucker.
Apparently, like, OG Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy dolls are fucking expensive. They're collector's items.
Fuck that. All right. So, I think we're in agreement. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
There could be some activity there, but just random everyday.
Not this shit.
Residual type shit. That just got blown out of proportion. I think that's more likely.
It got blown out like the Lutz children's assholes by that... fucking priest.
Yes. All right. I think I'm done.
Not so bad.
Do you have any idea what you want to cover next week?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
We know what it won't be. OJ Simpson.
I mean, it could be. I have time to do OJ if we decided on it now.
Probably be back next week, hopefully.
What are we on to? Probably not true crime. Probably a conspiracy.
You're doing
a lot of true crime.
You do whatever the hell you want. The floor is yours.
I could do true crime. That's just not the normal true crime. Not a serial killer or some shit.
If you want to do, I mentioned that. What was that? L.A. The Battle of L.A. Not the UFO Battle of L.A. The
North Hollywood shootout.
Yeah, we can do that. You can do that if you want. Whatever. We'll figure it out.
That was depressing.
Yeah.
Because there's all those fucking 911 calls and shit and the radio transmissions from the cops, and you're like, Jesus fucking Christ. Yep. How much did you need that fucking money that you were trying to steal? God damn.
Well, be on the lookout. Follow us on all our social medias. They're all in the links. They're in the description below. and we will let you know. Be sure to check out some of our shorts we put on TikTok. And
haven't been doing very well.
Oh, that one died. OJ died like a... OJ died like his wife.
Like Nicole Brown?
Yes. And Ron Simmons.
I really thought that last TikTok I put up would be fucking good. The Hey Dudes one, I thought that shit was funny. It didn't do dick on Instagram. It did like literally the opposite of good on Instagram. It got about as many views as like... I don't even know, as a D-list celebrity's dick pic on Google.
Thanks for everybody who tuned into the live stream. If you're listening to this via your favorite podcast app, be sure to join us at youtube.com/ghost.
Or at least subscribe to us on YouTube
and,
TikTok so we can go live on TikTok.
And you can partake in the live streams and have fun with the crazy people we have in the chat that we call our loyal fans. Fans is maybe a bit of a strong word. They like to fuck with us. All right. Take care.
These fucks.
Take care, guys. We'll see you next week.
Say bye, Bigfoot.
Bye, Bigfoot.